Josiane Boulis, artistic and administrative director of Lumon Knop Theatre, has embraced her role with unwavering passion. Her dedication to the theatre is tangible, as she fervently supports new productions, emerging artists, and youth. Her mission is to transform the theatre into a welcoming space for all audiences, extending her efforts internationally to forge new collaborations. For December and the 2024 season, Lumon Knop Theatre's agenda is notably diverse, featuring a variety of genres and successful collaborations. Josiane Boulis, in her multifaceted role as the artistic and administrative director, producer, and actress, offers an insider's perspective on the complex process of program selection. Why are you considering a new staging for your play? Is it a question of reimagining La Fille Aimée Julio? Initially, the play is transitioning from the ACT, Lumon Knop's smaller stage, to the big one. This shift necessitates a new staging approach. New staging typically presents a fresh, contemporary perspective on a story or play, thereby captivating a new audience or allowing for a rediscovery of the production from a different vantage point. I sought Olivier Sauton's direction to explore greater depths in my acting and uncover alternative interpretive possibilities. Collaborating with an artist from a different cultural background is enlightening, and I eagerly await the outcome. How does this year end at the theater? What new plays and activities are scheduled? This year concludes splendidly despite the prevailing challenges. A diverse array of festive performances marked the holiday season. The autumn season, marking the opening, saw several plays reach full capacity: Fabrice Lucchini Itimwa, Lael Feyadah Amar, Nained Nain, and Mujadara Hamra. For December, the lineup includes Mujadara Hamra, Warabul, La Fika Aimée Julio or Albanay Yal Seven Abet Julio in Lebanese, Kafir El Nal, Des Femmes, Fabrice Lucchini Itimwa, and Home for Christmas, a children's play featuring Cynthia Karam, in addition to a Christmas concert. What are your plans for 2024, and what strategy does the theater employ? The 2024 schedule is finalized, barring unforeseen circumstances, with two major programming highlights. First, in March, a revival of Raymond Gabara's plays, directed by four distinct directors, Gabriel Yamin, Julia Kasser, Raifat Torbay, and Antoine Ochkar. Secondly, in spring, the world premiere of Journée de Noces chez les Cro-Magnons, written and directed by Wadi Mouawad in Lebanese, featuring a Lebanese cast, is a joint effort between Theatre La Colline and Lumon Knop. I will personally return to the ACT stage in February in a musical written and directed by Samer Hanna. Indeed, I will be singing and dancing. Our goal is to maintain a varied and insightful program to attract a broad audience increasingly accustomed to theatre going.